If your Texas electricity provider has overcharged you, ignored your calls, or refused to correct a billing error, you have a legally supported path to resolution. A formal complaint filed with the Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT. This guide walks through exactly how to do it, what to expect, and when a PUCT complaint is the right tool versus when it is not. What the PUCT is and why it has authority. The Public Utility Commission of Texas is the state agency responsible for regulating electric, telecommunications, and water utilities. Under the Texas Utilities Code, the PUCT has authority to investigate complaints against retail electric providers, REPs, transmission and distribution utilities, TDUs, and other licensed market participants. When a consumer files a complaint, the PUCT can require the provider to respond, conduct an investigation, and impose fines for verified rule violations. In 2023, the PUCT assessed more than $2.5 million in penalties against REPs for consumer protection violations, according to PUCT enforcement records. That enforcement record matters. Providers take PUCT complaints seriously in a way they do not always take customer service calls. Before you file, try direct resolution first. The PUCT expects consumers to attempt resolution with the provider before escalating. This is not just a courtesy step. Providers are required by PUCT Rule 16 Tax Section 25.485 to maintain a customer complaint process and to respond within specific timeframes. Call your provider's customer service line and ask to speak with a supervisor. Document the date, time, the name of the representative, and the outcome of the call. Keep a copy of every bill, contract document, and written communication. If the provider resolves the issue, note that in writing too. If the provider does not respond within a reasonable time, generally considered to be 5 business days for billing disputes, or refuses to correct a clear error, a PUCT complaint is the appropriate next step. What problems qualify for a PUCT complaint? The PUCT handles complaints involving billing errors, charges that do not match the terms of your electricity fax label, EFL, unauthorized switching, your account was moved to a new provider without your consent, called slamming, deceptive sales practices, a provider misrepresented rates, contract terms, or cancellation fees, disconnection disputes, you were disconnected without proper notice or during a disconnection moratorium, failure to issue a deposit refund. Providers are required by rule to refund deposits within 30 days of eligibility. Discrimination or accessibility issues. Failure to provide required accommodations or language services. The PUCT does not mediate commercial disputes between businesses. Does not set electricity prices. Rates are market determined in the deregulated zone, and does not handle disputes about natural gas service, which falls under a separate regulatory framework. How to file a PUCT complaint, step by step. Step 1. Gather your documentation. Before touching the complaint form, collect the following: your account number and the provider's name exactly as it appears on your bill. Copies of the relevant bills, PDF or paper. Your electricity fax label, which should have been provided at enrollment. Any written communications with the provider, including emails and chat transcripts. Notes from phone calls, including dates and representative names. Any contract or terms of service documents. Strong documentation shortens the resolution timeline. Complaints with clear supporting evidence are more likely to result in a provider correction. Step 2. Use the PUCT online complaint form. The fastest method is the online portal at complaint.puc.texas. The PUCT complaint form asks for your contact information, the name of the utility or provider, the type of service, electric, water, or telecom, a description of the problem, the resolution you are requesting, supporting documents, upload PDFs or images. Be specific in the description field. State the dollar amount in dispute, the dates involved, and the rule or contract term you believe was violated. They overcharged me is less useful than my February 2025 bill charged 18.3 cents per kilowatt hour. but my EFL states a fixed rate of 14.1 cents per kilowatt hour for usage between 1,000 and 2,000 kilowatt hours. Step 3. Alternative filing methods. If the online form is not accessible, the PUCT also accepts complaints. By phone, call the PUCT Consumer Protection Division at 1-888-782-8477, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. By mail, Public Utility Commission of Texas, P.O. Box 1326, Austin, Texas, 78711-3326. By email, customer@puc.texas.gov. Phone complaints can be useful for consumers who need assistance completing the written form, but a written or uploaded record is always preferable for documentation purposes. Step 4. Track your complaint number. After submission, the PUCT assigns a complaint number and sends a confirmation. Save this number. It is the reference for all follow-up communications. The PUCT notifies the provider of the complaint, and the provider is required to respond. Most complaints receive an initial provider response within 21 calendar days, though complex cases can take longer. Step 5. Respond to PUCT follow-up. The PUCT may contact you for additional information. Respond promptly and provide any requested documents. If the provider's response is unsatisfactory, say so clearly and explain why, with reference to specific bill line items or contract language. If the PUCT determines a rule violation occurred, it can require the provider to issue a credit, correct the account, or pay a penalty. If the PUCT finds no violation, the complaint is closed, but the consumer retains the right to pursue the dispute in a civil court or through arbitration if the contract requires it. What to expect after filing? According to PUCT data, the majority of informal consumer complaints are resolved at the complaint and response stage, meaning the provider corrects the issue before the PUCT must issue a formal ruling. Providers are aware that unresolved complaints can contribute to license review and penalty exposure. Resolution timelines vary. Simple billing disputes often close within 30 to 45 days. Disputes involving alleged slamming or deceptive enrollment practices may take 60 to 90 days if the PUCT opens a formal investigation. The PUCT publishes a complaint history database at puc.texas.gov. Consumers can search by provider name to see how many complaints have been filed and how they were resolved. This database is a useful tool when comparing providers before signing a new contract. When a PUCT complaint is not the right tool, a PUCT complaint is not the right first step for every problem. If the dispute involves a small amount and the provider has already agreed to review it, give the internal process time to work. Filing a PUCT complaint immediately on day one of a dispute can slow things down rather than speed them up, because it puts the interaction into a formal channel that requires documented responses on both sides. For disputes above $10,000 or situations involving alleged fraud, consulting a consumer protection attorney before filing may produce a better outcome. The PUCT complaint process is an administrative remedy, not a substitute for civil litigation when significant damages are involved. The bottom line: Texas consumers in the deregulated electricity market have real regulatory protection, but that protection requires the consumer to use it. The PUCT complaint process is accessible, free, and has a documented track record of producing provider corrections. The key is specific documentation, a clear statement of the rule or contract term at issue, and patience with an administrative timeline that typically runs 4 to 10 weeks. Filing is the right move when direct contact with the provider has failed, and the amount or principal involved justifies the effort.